You know, we've been talking about dimensional things, and we know that there's three dimensions. And we have talked about in this area of not only dimensional things associated with doors, but we are in a dimensional age, and we have teachings on that. So we've been doing a series on dimensional things. And today, what the Spirit put on my heart is dimensional understanding, because there is a three-dimensional understanding that we need to have. And if you'll turn to Proverbs chapter 3, is everybody there? Oh, I thought you guys were in the Spirit, I'm sorry. Actually, I thought I said it already. Proverbs chapter 3. Praise God. Is everybody there? Verse 5. Let's read it together. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That means that there's dimensional understanding. In other words, don't lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. Now, if you're in, and we're going to talk about dimensional understanding, because in dimensional understanding, there are paths. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That's just dimensional wisdom. Fear the Lord and depart from what? Evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. How many of y'all want new wine? Amen. Amen. So there is an area where God is talking about dimensional understanding, and he's saying don't lean on your natural inherited understanding. Don't be wise in your own eyes of natural wisdom. Fear the Lord, and we know that fear the Lord is reverence, honor, and respect. The fear of the Lord also is known as beginning of wisdom. That is understanding. I'm going to repeat that for a second here. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That is understanding. Dimensional understanding is a place required to overcome the forces of evil that access us through lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life, and emotions. Is everybody okay? I got some blank faces here. Huh? I'll repeat that one more time. Dimensional understanding is a place required to overcome the forces of evil that access us through the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and emotional attachments, or what we call emotions. You know, so many people are snagged in emotions. Go to Proverbs 4 and verse 1. Now remember, dimensional understanding is threefold. In other words, there's three. There's three dimensions. So if I'm sitting here right now, I should be able to understand all three dimensions. That's dimensional understanding. I should be able to understand what's happening. We'll go there in a second. Verse 1, hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to what? To what? No understanding. Now, he's not talking about carnal understanding. This is dimensional understanding. So that you know understanding. Understanding that doesn't prevent you from being bound to one realm. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Now look at the next thing. And in all you're getting, get what? Understanding, because it's going to take understanding to utilize wisdom. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, which is the plan of God, and a crown of glory she will deliver to you. No understanding. Okay, let me share with you about dimensional understanding or knowing understanding. Understanding here means operation, process, or procedures. Understanding. To know, knowing understanding, when you know understanding, there's understanding is a representation of the operation or the process or procedures. And that's why he says, in all you're getting, get understanding, so that you know the what? Operation, process, and procedures. Praise God. Proverbs 2. That's why many people run around with their heads cut off, like a chicken with their heads cut off. We need to have our heads cut off, but, you know, in the spirit, so the mind of Christ has his way. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 10. No understanding. Understanding is what? The operation, process, and procedures and all of the things that pertain to dimensional understanding. Proverbs 2 and verse 10 says what? When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. And what? Understanding will what? Keep you. It will what? Keep you. Why? Because there's three things that you know. Operations, process, and procedures of spiritual things. Verse 12. To deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman or man, from the seductress who flatters with their lips or words, who forsakes the companion of their youth and forgets the covenant of their God. For their house leads down to death and their paths to death. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. What were they lacking? Understanding. Which is the what? Operation, process, and procedure. So everybody got this. Praise God. So understanding will keep you. Now listen to this. Understanding, this dimensional understanding, is going to keep you positioned for future eternal events. I'm going to say this again. You're going to have to grab a hold, catch today. Going to have to catch. Understanding will keep you positioned for future eternal events. In other words, you're not going to miss what God's doing in the future, getting ready to do. And he's going to do that by identify, exposing, and applying. Identifying, exposing, and applying. I'm going to say it one more time. Understanding will keep you positioned for future eternal events. In other words, people are always thinking, wow, these are things when I go home. No, eternal events are happening right now. And you don't want to miss them. That's what we talked about, dimensional doors, our eternal events getting ready to happen where God opens a door for you. But so many times people miss them. So in this, again, understanding will keep you positioned for future eternal events by identifying, exposing, and applying what is necessary for every spiritual demonic attack. How many of y'all know that the enemy loves to attack? Well, because one of the things the enemy's always trying to do is prevent you from getting to that place, isn't he? He's trying to always move you out of position. Especially, let me share this with you, that the enemy always sees what God's getting ready to do. So when he sees what God's getting ready to do, he begins to try to counterattack, doesn't he? He tries to come to steal, kill, and destroy, doesn't he? That's why it's so important about praying in tongues. It's amazing how many people start praying in tongues and then they stop praying in tongues and they get fleshly and they give carnal prayer. And the enemy's starting to steal, kill, and destroy because the enemy knows what their prayers are. Okay, now, are you ready to go a little bit further? Okay, so we are to identify the source. We are to expose the motive. And we are to apply the attack that God has given you for that circumstance. Why? Because the enemy is going to try to get you out of position. So understanding will keep you positioned for future eternal events by identifying, exposing, and applying what is necessary for every spiritual demonic attack that's coming against you. So we must identify the source, expose the motive, and apply the attack that the Lord gives you, he releases to you. He always releases to you a strategy of attack. In Isaiah 11. Everybody okay? Catch it today. It'll change your life. Lean not on your own understanding. Turn to your neighbor, give him a slap and say, you getting this? only one. Isaiah 11, verse 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Who are they talking about? Jesus. What dimension will he be coming from? The third dimension. Hello? Verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Dimensional understanding always starts with the Spirit of the Lord and ends with the fear of the Lord. Here's all your dimensional understandings right here. Why? Because you're going to have what? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge. All of these are associated with dimensional understanding because these are things not of this dimension, but they are the third dimension. So that you and I can understand each dimensional move that's happening. So while we are sitting, while we are praying, while we are following, while we are walking in the Spirit, and the Lord is going to bring us to this place, and all of a sudden it's going to open to you, and you should always be looking three-dimensional, not single. Walking in the Spirit is three-dimensional, not single. That's why people say, well, I'm walking in the Spirit. Then why can't you see this? Walking in the Spirit is 3D. Hello? Dimensional understanding starts with the Spirit of the Lord and ends with the fear of the Lord. Allows us to see 3D, three-dimensional. To associate, are you ready? Are you ready? The intent of people, places, things, events, signs, and symbols, and seasons. Did you get that? Okay, you ready? allows us to see 3D, to associate intent of people, places, things, events, signs, symbols, and seasons. And to appropriate accordingly with divine instruction and divine order and justice. Oh, we're getting a little drowned in here now. Some of you are looking at me, what are you talking about? Well, you better get in the spirit then. Glory to God. I'm going to repeat this again. Dimensional understanding starts with the Spirit of the Lord on you. Being filled with the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. And it ends with the fear of the Lord. And in between it is all wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, might. Those are dimensional operations and the sevenfold of the Holy Spirit. And the purpose of this is to allow us to see 3D, three-dimensional things. To associate intent of people, places, things, events, signs, and symbols, and seasons, and appropriate accordingly by divine instruction with divine order and justice. In other words, God's going to give you the what? Strategy. Exodus 31. Now, do you all see how this is flowing as we've been talking about dimensional things? Is everybody there? Exodus 31. And I'm going to use this as an example. It says, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Beelzebul, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, in the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with what? The Spirit of God in what? Wisdom and understanding and knowledge in all manner of workmanship. And that's what God is doing with me and you now, so that we can understand three-dimensional. And in here he used them to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to make all manner of workmanship. And I indeed have appointed with him Aholibi, whatever his name is, the son of Jemahashihi Kokai Taya. Of the tribe of Dan. And I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you. The tabernacle of meeting, the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, the table, its utensils, the pure gold lampstands with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver of its base, the garments of ministry, the holy garments of Aaron, the priests, and the garments of his sons, and ministers as priests, and the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do. Now, is the tabernacle three-dimensional?
Yes.
So what did he do? He imparted in them with the Spirit of the Lord the things to understand how to build the tabernacle, which is three-dimensional. Now, they did that to build it for me and you, so that we could walk in it. So if he's given them by the Spirit the ability to build all the furnishings of the tabernacle, he's giving me and you by the Spirit the ability to have dimensional understanding and walk in three dimensions. See in three dimensions. Hello. Doesn't the Bible say that the anointing teaches you? Doesn't it say that the Spirit guide you to all truth and what? Tells you things to come. Well, it's amazing how many people just ignore that because they're only looking at things that come at their own distance and not the distance of the Lord. God imparts understanding and abilities to operate and cooperate in a multidimensional facet to see 3D. Isn't it amazing right now? Now listen, how much more promotion there is in 3D movies? It's all over now, isn't it? Do you know that what's associated in the physical is originated in the spiritual? Come on, we're going to another level. Deuteronomy 9. Deuteronomy 9. In verse 1. Dimensional understanding. Let's read it together. Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go in to depossess nations greater and mightier than yourself. Cities great and fortified up to heaven. Yeah, man. A people great and tall, the descendants of the Achaim, those are giants, whom you know and of whom you heard, it is said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak. Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. So you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. Do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. Understanding the Lord is a consuming fire to destroy your enemies. And it's not because of your righteousness, it's because of your cooperation. So he uses you to do the infiltration. Does everybody got it? Deuteronomy 32. Now, there was no way that they could defeat these people. That's why God positioned them. And as their cooperation with him, he went before them and consumed them. Although he used man. Didn't he bring confusion in the enemy's camp? Amen? And they killed each other? Remember Jehoshaphat? Deuteronomy 32. Everybody okay? In verse 27. Is everybody there? Let's read it. Had I not feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversary should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is high, and it is not the Lord who has done all this. For they are a nation void of what? Counsel. Nor is there any understanding in them? Oh, that they were wise, that they what? Understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Now, grab hold of this because this is important. Because they were void of counsel, they couldn't see the latter end. Or they couldn't see it through, not able to see three-dimensional. Does everybody got this? And this is what we're calling dimensional understanding, because without dimensional understanding, you can't see three-dimensional. So these people were void of counsel, and they were void of understanding. And they didn't realize that what they were doing was going to be worse at the end. Did you ever speak to anybody that way? Did you ever try and tell somebody something, and they say, man, because they're only caught up in one dimension. They're caught up in themselves right now. And God has given you a three-dimensional sight to see what is going to happen. But they refuse counsel. They reject it. Or they've never even gone to counsel. Or they've gone to counsel that fulfills their soulish arena, that approves of what they feel instead of what is truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And this is why it's so important in this next verse that we begin to see 3D and get dimensional understanding because of where we are, the time and season we're in. Second Timothy chapter 3. Is everybody there? Let's read this together. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men, and this doesn't mean male, this means men and women, okay? For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For this are the sort who creep into households and ministries. Hello. They make captives gullible men and women and babies in Christ. They load them down with sins and various lusts. And they're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth or dimensional understanding. Now, Jannes and Jairus resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth? They are men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they always progress no further, for their folly will be made manifest to all, as theirs also was. In this, what happens is this brings division. These are individuals that bring division, strife, and they provoke and challenge. Are you listening? And this is why it's important for me and you to be able to see these things. Because what will happen is the enemy will bring individuals that bring division, strife, they provoke, and they challenge divine order, authority, and are disrespectful to the Lord's offices. Their focus is to prove their own agenda. They are void of counsel and understanding, and they cannot see 3D. Is everybody with me? I'm going to repeat this one more time. Because this is why we must be... Why? Because it's happening now. It's infiltrating in the body of Christ, and they must be exposed. I'm going to share this again. They are deceived individuals that bring division, strife, and they provoke and challenge divine order. They challenge authority, and they are disrespectful to the Lord's offices. Most of them are self-proclaimers. They are there to prove their own agenda, and they are void of counsel and understanding and cannot see 3D. And this is where we must be able to. Because we are to be defenders of the body, promoters of the will, and exposers of the enemy. Psalm 81. And most of these individuals don't even know they're doing it. We are defenders of the body. What else? Promoters of the will and exposers of the enemy. Again, most of these individuals don't even realize they're doing it because they're so caught up in their own agenda and self-edification. Psalm 81, is everybody there? Is everybody okay? Are you understanding why we need to be seeing 3D? Because we don't want to miss the eternal events, and we don't want individuals to be stolen, taken by the enemy. Psalm 81, verse 13. Let's read it together. Oh, no, 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 no. Hold on. I like verse. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go to verse 11. Back up. Back up three or back up two. Verse 11. But my people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart to walk in their own counsels. Whoa. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my way. Do you know when he's talking about Israel, he's talking about the body of Christ. Now look at this. This is part where he says, I would soon subdue their enemies. I would turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would what? Pretend submission to him. And this is very important. Because when an individual is caught up in this, they pretend submission to God. But they really are not. They pretend submission, but they are not. And the enemy is using him to infiltrate the body of Christ. Again, they pretend submission to him, but their fate would endure forever. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat. In other words, revelation knowledge. And with honey from the rock, that's of the Spirit. And I would have satisfied you, that's with peace. And he's talking about the individuals that have been taken in this arena. They pretend submission but are not able to see, lacking dimensional understanding. They are manipulated by familiar and Jezebel spirits. Now listen, Jezebel spirits don't just use females. Are you listening? They pretend submission, not able to see, lacking three-dimensional or dimensional understanding. They are manipulated by familiar and Jezebel spirits, loving the anointing, not knowing their use to stop the move of God by their presence, because they can't submit to God, so they cannot resist the devil. Is everybody okay? I'll repeat this again. They pretend submission, not able to see, lacking dimensional understanding. They are manipulated by familiar and Jezebel spirits, loving the anointing, not knowing that they're being used to stop the move of God by their presence. Because they cannot submit to God, so they cannot resist the devil. Amen? Go to Luke 20. Again, they pretend submission. Luke 20. Are you okay? You're going to grow today. Dimensional understanding. Luke 20. Is everybody there? 2020. Let's read it together. So they watched Jesus and sent spies who pretended to be righteous that they might seize on his words in order to deliver him to the power and the authority of the governor. Then they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth. Now you got to remember, they're pretending submission and pretending righteousness. Because their purpose is to what? Stop the move of God. Not even know they're being used because they're caught up in religiosity. Okay. You do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth. Verse 22. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But he perceived their what? Craft. Why was he able to perceive their craftiness? Because he was able to what? See 3D. Do you understand this? Why do you test me, he said. show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have? They answered and said to him, Caesar's. And he said to them, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. But they could not catch him in his words in the presence of the people, and they marveled at his answer and kept silent. Because Jesus was from the third dimension. And he brought, again, dimensional understanding with him to be released to me and you by his Spirit. But so many people are not grabbing hold of it. They're not looking. They're sitting and still seeing in one dimension and not all three. You are to know the things. In other words, you're to know the intents of circumstances, events, symbols, signs, dreams, visions, revelations. That's what God is trying to bring us to, so things can be exposed, so you can go through open doors, so that we can see. See, faith is not blind. It is spiritual sight. When somebody says, I'm walking out in faith, I ask them, did God tell you? No, I'm just walking out. Well, that's not faith. That's assumption. Nobody walks out and does something unless you're told to. That's not faith. Well, the word says, oh, good, did God tell you? But the word, no. Oh, so you read all about it. Where's your relationship? Even the Bible says they search the scriptures thinking they have salvation, but they won't come to me to get it. Are you listening? That's why relationship is a... Without relationship, there's nothing. I don't care if you can quote the page numbers. Because many people run by what they read, but they're not running by what they're told. Hello? Pretend righteousness always proclaiming... Now listen to this. They pretend righteousness... And this is what happened here. They're always proclaiming the love of God. But they resist authority, practice rebellion, and not able to discern lack of dimensional understanding. They're always proclaiming the love of God. Oh, the love of God. But the Bible says, if you love me, you'll obey me. So they're always proclaiming the love of God. But yet then themselves, they resist authority, they practice rebellion, and they're not able to discern lack of dimensional understanding. James 4. James 4. Dimensional understanding. You'll never be the same. In verse 7. Let's read it together. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? He'll flee from you. So, again, we go back to the simple arena that if you can't submit to God, it is impossible to resist the devil. You just can't. Because why? You open a door. You give him a legal right to manipulate you. That's why the Bible says, make no place for the devil. Do not give him a legal right to access you. Submit to God, resist the devil. So when you find yourself in a rebellious state, you know that you're not submitting. When you find yourself in a rebellious state of not submitting to authority, you find yourself. Now, the Bible says that rebellion is witchcraft. So that means you're being manipulated by the unseen realm. It says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. So everybody got it? And he will lift you up. Rebellion is contamination. You know you're contaminated when you're rebellious. You are contaminated with witchcraft because you are not submitting to God and you cannot resist the devil. You have opened yourself up somewhere. That's when you are contaminated. Has everybody got it? See, the enemy's always trying to contaminate us. So what he tries to do is get us to make place for him. So we get contaminated. And in this contamination, there will always be a fruit of rebellion. People forsaking to assemble. They have their own agenda. Well, I'm a free spirit. Yeah, you're free from everything but the demons. Hello? Come on, are you listening? Now, don't get me wrong. There are individuals that are more mature than others. You know, it's amazing how many times people only look at elders as someone of age. When God is not looking at elders of someone of age, he's looking at them as someone of maturity. You can have a 20-year-old that's an elder compared to a 40-year-old who's an idiot. Are you listening? Dimensional understanding is essential now. It's essential. It's being released. It's being empowered. It's being revealed so that we can comprehend, understand, and utilize this. Galatians 1, and I'll close here. I'm sorry, Colossians 1. Colossians, every time I think about Colossians, I think of rubber boots, you know? Those things that make that noise, you know? Man, when I started first reading the Bible, I thought, whoa, job. I thought it was the employment section. You go to Colossians, and I thought, man, this is something for when it rains. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 9. Is everybody there? Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Let's read this together. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual spiritual understanding is 3D. Spiritual understanding is 3D. That you may what? Walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Now, so if all things were created him, he's just talked about three-dimensional here. Doesn't he want you to see all of his creation? Hello? For he is before all things, and in him, verse 17, all things what? Consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if you indeed continue in faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Powerful. Very powerful. Dimensional understanding. Is everybody okay? Let it penetrate. Don't let it be stolen. Begin to exercise it. Begin to look 3D. Begin to see that which is associated with past, which is associated with present, and what's associated with future. When you stand, it doesn't matter where you are, whatever event is, you are looking. You are looking for what God is trying to say from past, what He's trying to speak to you in present, and what He's trying to show you in future. Does everybody got this? Everything is associated with 3D. Even the Bible is 3D. But many people can only read it in one. But when you begin to read this in a three-dimensional arena, things begin to change and dimensional doors begin to open. It begins with the Spirit and ends with the fear of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I'm asking, Papa, that you'll bring understanding of dimensional understanding so that we can understand. Cover this seed with the blood. Cover our hearts and minds and spirit, soul, and bodies with the blood. We proclaim the blood. And grant us the revelation and impartation that this seed be watered and grow and bear fruit for your glory, that we may have the eyes to see 3D, the heart to receive, and the mind to understand. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.